We are on the attachment two, choice two. Commissioner Hart, you had a desire to go back and address bullet point number one.
Yeah, you can see some range there. That's a real controversial subject. And my bone to pick with it is not with the permittees. It's with U.S. Forest Service and their lack of stewardship and management on Klamath National. They do not count cattle in. They do not count them out, even though the day is supposed to be in, the day they're supposed to be out. I have to deal with the impacts of that, particularly in the fall when I have cattle who are supposed to have been out by no later than the end of October, and I have them clear in through December, coming through my mountain property. There are other permittees who have the cattle come home. They've either A, run out of feed and run out of water, and they just come cross country. And I don't know that we need to be venturing into that property right conflict in the general plan. That's just something that I don't know that the county wants to be in the middle of that conflict. So I'm kind of wondering what's the context of this in this document.
So open range is already existing in Siskiyou County.
I know
that's that. Obviously you do, sir. Yeah. But that's why it's included here. We're just trying to maintain what's already existing in the future, and that's why it's included. If you see right to farm, we already emphasized that. The county already is an open range county, so we included that. And people are already gathering traditional foods, like you said, berries during blackberry season, that sort of thing. We're just trying to make sure that those things that exist now, that everyone enjoys, is continuing into the future. And Chair Fowle earlier had stated that the vision statement is not law. This is
right.
Simply, you know,
recognize
an aspiration of the
yeah.
future. Yeah.
Okay. So, you good on this?
No.
Okay.
I have just what I have to deal with.
Any other comments, questions, suggestions on attachment two, choice two?
I have a question on fourth bullet point.
Huh? Yes, you do need to comment on that.
So I'm trying to, you know, I know this is a comment, but do you have any background on what they mean by working with tribal partners to increase regional biodiversity? And what role the county would have with implementing sustainable forest management practices? The reason I ask is because the management of, I just want to make sure it's not going down the road of trying to get special county rules for forest management, because forest management is only on private land, is only regulated by the State Board of Forestry, and we don't have authority. So I just wanted to clarify what they're meaning.
Yeah, Commissioner Lindler, so within the staff report package, we have the red line group tribe comments. So I think this would be page 5 of the 7-page PDF that was submitted. So the highlight for the working with tribal partners to increase regional biodiversity statement, they added a comment, which I'll just read verbatim. With the Karuk tribe's invaluable traditional ecological knowledge, we have partnered with Siskiyou County in order to develop a sustainable forest management plan that has increased habitat quality, quantity, and connectivity, thereby promoting the overall biodiversity in our region. That was their context that they added.
Where's that sustainable forest management plan? Is that a Karuk document or is that a county document? I see that it says they partnered with the county, but I'm not sure what that is to be able to support that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. We haven't worked with Karuk on the plan. I don't know if it would be with another county department.
So to follow up with Ms. Lane, yes, we received that comment from the Creek Tribe, and having read that, it's clear that we can't put that into the vision statement as written. So we had to take the keywords out of their comment and incorporate it in a way that would work for the general plan.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's appropriate to say that the Creek Tribe's invaluable traditional ecological knowledge in our general plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it was remodified. It was modified into this, which is basically just a general statement. The county itself is not involved in these things, but through our projects and stuff, we can help facilitate these sort of activities.
Which number are you referring to?
Sir, that would be number 4, 5.
Okay. But the county can't implement sustainable forest management practices. We have no authority to do so. So that isn't really...
We could change that word perhaps to supporting.
Did you? Was there something?
I'm not at the end of that one. Go ahead.
Okay. But the other thing, I would truncate, I think it's a little duplicative, the only goal. Let me just say this. I would support that statement if we put working with tribal partners to support sustainable forest management and strike a lot of the rest, because outside, there's a focus on habitat and there's a lot more resources that make a sustainable forest outside of just wildlife. I think sustainable forest management encompasses all those. I mean, that's what I do for a living. And, we're always looking at wildlife, water quality, soils. I mean, there's a lot more, there's biotic and abiotic features that we focus on. And I think this is, I would just truncate it.
So, can you provide Rachel with the specific language?
I would say something, if we want to include the tribal partner piece, if that's a goal of the community, is working with tribal partners to support sustainable forest management practices, and then just truncate everything else. Just leave it simple.
Is sustainable forest practices well defined?
Within the forest practice rules, which is the overriding government document that regulates timberland in California, sustainability is right in the opening vision statement, and there is a definition. So,
it's not your sustainability is different than mine.
There is definitely, within forestry, because you need to even implement that, you have to be a registered professional forester on private land. We're the ones legally allowed to practice forestry. And to do otherwise, for anybody else to do that, they're practicing forestry without a license. So, yes, there is a overarching framework within the state of forest practice rules, a professional society to implement that sustainable vision. Now, there's a science of forestry, and then there's the art of forestry. Just like, with any profession, there's obviously going to be nuance on what their definition of sustainable is, but the forest practice rules have a set of framework that says this is what you need to do to be considered sustainable. It's minimum stocking, it's conservation of wildlife, and then water board rules are in there. I mean, there's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yes?
I'm more comfortable with that statement.
Okay. Commissioner Hart, does that address what your thoughts were on 5?
Yeah, you crossed out increased habitat quality, quantity, and connectivity. I started the Shasta Path 10 years ago. They showed up on our property up on the backside of Mount Shasta. That's the first wolfpack that showed up in Siskiyou County.
In California.
I dealt with them all summer. Somewhere right in that same time frame, we got a phone call from Cal Fish and Wildlife, the wildlife division, who wanted to retrieve a radio collar off of a fawn that they had tagged that summer out south of McLeod, but the animal had passed away during the winter on my property out here in Little Shasta. That's when we learned the Cal Fish and Game has a mapped migration corridor and property's been designated as critical deer wintering ground, unbeknownst to the property owner. Do you have that within the maps, the general plan, all that stuff in county zoning? So if we're gonna, you already taken it out of there, but it probably doesn't belong there, but those migration corridors are here. And I'm glad you took it out of there, because I think there's other migration corridors. There's one that goes off down into to Scott Valley, where wolves are gonna show up over there eventually. And now we have the whale back with the pack. And they're following that migration corridor. They're moving with the deer. We have prides of lions that are following, that are tapped there or collared. So I'm glad you removed that.
Our general plan specifically deals with the deer wintering range.
So,
City Wairega is a deer wintering range, right?
Yeah. So it's our backyard.
All right, so you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, okay. I don't want to go promoting something. That's in the state's purview, not the county's.
Yep. Noted. Any other comments on 2-2?
Darlene Mathis. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but item 4, emphasizing private property rights while encouraging sound stewardship of renewable resources and historic structures. Or the historic. There's nothing again on any of our, like from McLeod or anything like that. And then I want to address also, if a private property owner buys a piece of property, and say it's the property there, the church and all that, and if it's demolition by neglect, no one's taking care of it, and they buy it, even though it's on a national register, they can tear it down. But they have to go through several steps, and one is called the Habs Hair, in which you have to document, take pictures of the entire structure and everything before you tear it down. So if you tore down the church next door, that's what you would have to go through. But being a private property owner, they still can do that if it's on a national register. But I would love to see that they would encourage sound stewardship of.
So what you're saying is there is an avenue for a property owner to demolish that historical building?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, if they're adamant about it, they can. I've seen it done. So.
Okay, and so to alleviate your fear, you're not doing the proverbial beating a dead horse, because we've got attachment 1, and if we basically have 4 choices before us that we're going to put forward.
Right.
Either the verbal choice 1, attachment 1, the bullet point, choice 2, attachment 1, the verbal choice 1, attachment 2, or the bullet point, this one, attachment 2, choice 2. And so,
okay.
Well noted,
right.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Because all 4 of these are unique, and we're not adopting all of them.
One okay. So that's
to move
mean.
Forward. Okay. So you're okay. Don't worry about it. excuse me. Emphasizing property rights while encouraging sound stewardship.
Did we want to add over here? We had a book.
Yes, I'm trying to grab the historical, because we did in choice 1 mention the historical culture. Sound stewardship of renewable.
The main thing is just to encourage them to try to save it if they can, or work it in the project.
stewardship of renewable resources and historical.
Chair, I would really rework that historic structures. This goes back to Commissioner Hart's comment earlier about an old barn. Unless we define that, then we're basically saying we want to...
We want to respect and try to promote the stewardship of the historical culture, which can include structures, but is not solely limited to structures.
Maybe historically designated structures, because we want it to be, simply we're not preserving because it's old. It has to be designated as a historic structure. Otherwise, you're actually limiting people's options on what they can do on their property with that statement, right? Historic structures. So I would say designated historic structures.
Leave the window open. Don't hogtie yourself. After renewable resources, comma, and historical culture. That would be an all-inclusive. It wouldn't limit us, but it's also not singling out buildings. It's an idea. It can be tangible to guide the general plan. Would that work, commissioners?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yep.
There we go. So we now have the horse in this one. There, horses in all four. Now, Commissioner Lindler just mentioned to me, including the working landscapes, which we added to choice one of attachment, to working that in to choice two attachment two.
I don't know where to go.
Well, we can do like we did in attachment one, choice two, and add a bullet point. Okay. Do you have language you would like to see? Might go work in the bullet point two.
I was just going to say that based on agricultural. Comma, working landscapes, natural resources, outdoor. I mean, it's kind of a catch-all. But if you were to add working landscapes there, then we've kind of brought over from option one, choice two, or attachment one, choice two.
Rachel, could you bring up the change that we made in choice
I was just looking at it.
Choice
it's,
one.
This is the line that we edited last time.
No.
This one.
Yes.
So it says support sound stewardship of natural resources and working landscapes.
Working landscapes. Through the chair.
Yes.
We could just add within the emphasizing private property rights while encouraging sound stewardship of renewable resources, working landscapes, and historic culture.
Make it so.
So wait, which one were you guys looking at?
Four.
So emphasizing private property rights while encouraging sound stewardship of renewable resources,
comma,
working landscapes, comma, and historic. Yep.
Go. Why do we call this a workshop?
Yes.
Commissioners, good with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Other comments, input from the public on 2-2? Now we can go to the more lengthy, the guiding principles, attachment two, which will be supporting whichever of the choices that we go with.
Mm-hmm. So, clarification?
Yes.
So, in front of us, we have this guiding principles. It's
correct.
Bullet, and then we've got just the tribal.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Just make
and
sure I'm
we're,
on the right page.
We're going over this one here because it is more detail-oriented to see if people are happy with it. And
okay.
So we are sure to include that which we are okay with, modify that which we are not, add what we feel may be missing.
Okay.
So essentially these guiding principles that we're going to be working on now will accompany whichever of those choices we so choose to move forward.
Understood. Okay.
So to clarify, this is the Karuk.
Yep.
All right.
Amended. Correct. Mr. Phelps.
Thank you, sir. Attachment 2, Guiding Principles. This version includes the Karuk Tribe's revisions. Number 1, Hazard, Safety, and Wildfire Preparedness. Bullet point 1 is maintain countywide community health and safety through local disaster preparedness and hazard mitigation. Minimize the risk of wildfire and improve resilience against other climate-related hazards through forest management best practices, tribal and interagency cooperation, and implementation of practical climate adaptation strategies.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there, and we're going to deal with these one at a time.
Yep.
I think we'll make it the process a little smoother.
Thank you.
Comments on number 1?
I really think that tribal and interagency cooperation really needs to be defined, if not eliminated.
Yeah, I...
Because it just opens up a
can of worms.
Yeah, I think this is too lengthy. I would just... I would do something to the effect of minimize the risk of wildfire and improve... improve resilience. I'm questioning. I believe they imply forest resilience because that's the key buzzword nowadays is resilient forests against hazards through forest management best practices. Now, a little bit of question on we don't have certified best management practices on private land in California. Our forest practice rules have not been viewed by CEQA, the powers that be, to be considered BMPs, like other states.
Right.
So, well-meaning, but I think it just, I'm a simpler is better. Minimize the risk of wildfire should be a guiding principle. Minimize the risk of wildfire and, improve forest resilience. Period. All the other stuff, I understand it, but because this is these are guiding principles, I personally like the original because it's succinct. Mm-hmm. All the dialogue gets put elsewhere. And I think this kind of just bogs down the intent, and especially because this is a community-wide document, there's language that maybe not all sides agree on. So just get the things we do agree on, which is the forest management and wildfire. That's kind of why.
Through the chair.
Yes.
And that was thought, staff's interpretation as well, because there's a lot of, things related to improving resilience, right? There's a whole list of what that could mean. And mm-hmm. so, guiding principles, they should be concise, and then how to go about that would, potentially be best served within policies, right? So when we go through that detailed, list of how we want to do things, it might be better served with objectives and policies that will be in the actual element itself.
I would concur with Commissioner Lindner. As soon as we start to bring out and identify within the guiding principles, specific agencies or groups, where do you stop?
Exactly.
And so I would concur, strike from tribal to cooperation. And then, did you have another suggestion on that? Adding the forest resilience.
Yeah, yes. And just short and sweet, because all the other stuff can be developed in policy.
Commissioners?
Yes.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Yes.
Perhaps instead of just having it be specific to forests, because it doesn't just impact, wildfires don't just impact forests, how about community and forest resilience? Or something that doesn't make it specific to just a forest?
That's a very good point, because, you know, houses become fuel, sadly.
Yep. 13,
add community before forest, improve community and forest resilience. That could be the results of the mill fire, which it was homes. Point taken. Good point, Rachel. Thank you.
And, you know, a lot of our brush communities
east side of
are more fire prone than, you know, some of the forested environments.
Commissioners, anything else on one? You have heartburn on something, Commissioner Hart?
Well, I'm just going back to the original document.
Okay.
Produced here, where you've got three bullet points. Pretty much covered what you're rewriting. I'm just not comfortable getting into this forest business. I mean, you've got national forest, or you've got an agency that really doesn't take care of the forest.
Yeah, but we don't have any jurisdiction.
I know, and that's why I'm saying, and I like this protected community from natural hazards.
On bullet one, on this original?
Yeah, I'm going back to the original.
I like that one better, too.
I like that whole, all three bullet points.
Yeah. I like that, too, because it
covers everything.
It covers everything. And I would stick with the first two bullet points, because I think it says everything.
Stopping. Yeah. So where are we, one and two, or just one?
So the bullet points.
Bullet points, the first two bullet points of guiding principle one, attachment one,
okay,
are the preferred, is what I'm hearing by the commissioner.
And for the, could you check in if I read them out?
No, go ahead.
Just for the public's information, what we're discussing is the two bullet points under hazard safety and wildfire preparedness would be protecting communities from natural hazards, so that's all encompassing, and maintaining community health and safety through disaster preparedness and hazard mitigation, which is all encompassing for, you know, not just wildfire, but any other natural disaster that we may incur in this county, and then just leaving it at that. That would be my recommendation.
More general.
Just general, because these are guiding principles, not policy statements. Mm-hmm. And I feel that some of this is just getting too into the weeds for a principle.
Okay.
That's my opinion, though.
Good, I agree.
So what we're putting together here, we're going to then turn around and lead a board supervisor to decide.
Right.
What we're doing here. Are they going to go through the lengthy process of doing all this work on them?
No, we're the...
We're
presenting them with the document.
And judging by past reactions of the board, they kind of taken what we've done and set it aside and gone with this. I don't want to make it too complicated.
Yeah. At this point. I think... Go ahead.
I just wanted to add... you know, it was really stressed on the board at supervisor level. They wanted simple, bullet point, concise. So, with whatever versions that are, you know,
like we just did that,
are leveled up to them, I don't foresee them overly wordsmithing it into like a big paragraph statement or adding a ton of. They're really stressing to staff that they want it simple and concise. Yep. You know,
which I think we also share that feeling.
Yes, definitely.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
So we're having this meeting so they don't have to.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to see it back.
Right. No, I don't want to see it back either. Okay.
I appreciate
so
your
commission, office. We're on number one, using the first two bullet points.
Chairman, would it be appropriate just to do attachment one's guiding principle? Because that seems to be the preference. That is the short version.
For number one, okay, the first two bullet points. Okay. It was suggested by Commissioner Lindler to strike the third.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I know what Mr. Phelps is saying. I've got to say, this version, the Karuk version, is a radical rewrite of the first version of these bullet points, and we're going for simple bullet points, I can understand what Mr. Phelps is saying. Maybe it's better to go with, and I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but better to go with attachment one just because.
So go through the guiding principles of attachment one and see if we want to add anything to would be simpler than going through attachment two guiding principles and subtracting.
It seems like it to me.
Okay. Recommendation noted. So Mr. Phelps, let's go, and we will go through. We didn't before, but we will now. Let's workshop. We're fluid, we're flexible. Attachment one, guiding principles. Let's hit number two next.
Thank you, sir. Natural resources and scenery. Responsibly managing natural resources and open spaces, maintaining public access to recreational opportunities, promoting thoughtful and sound stewardship, securing water for agricultural purposes.
Water.
So before I open this up to the commission, public comments, questions on number two. Go ahead.
Angelina Coates McLeod. I think that securing water for agricultural purposes would limit I think the tribe did take the time to give you suggestions so that some of their important points would be considered. I think in their version, something about aquatic wildlife was in there. So I feel like securing water for agricultural purposes, environmental and future generations type of approach to water management. I think that promoting thoughtful and sound stewardship feels really vague, and it could just almost be struck.
The bottom one is what the Kirk tribe added.
Thank you. I wanted to see what they recommended. What sustainable water resources to encourage and preservation of fish and wildlife. So something about securing water for residential, domestic, agricultural, and environmental purposes. Thank you.
Are we not pitting the fish against the bovine here?
They're not mutually exclusive.
On that, I would change the word preservation to conservation.
You went into water law here, we don't have any jurisdiction over that. Yes, the county's been trying to get Sigma groundwater, but it's also constrained by court cases and by California water law. It doesn't need to be in this document. I agree with all the points, and water is there for everybody to use, but there are other avenues that guide this.
So you would strike securing water for agriculture?
Yeah.
You would strike that?
Yeah. And everybody's got the right to use water. I don't care what your what your preference is, but it's already taken care of in the California water law.
So to be clear, tell me if what I'm hearing you say is accurate. Strike bullet point four.
Correct.
Period. And I would, hearing what Commissioner Lindler suggested, and it was also public suggestion, I also concur, strike bullet point three.
Yeah. That's already in law with CEQA.
That's it. It's covered. That's outside our, yes.
Anything that the county does through this process has to go through CEQA.
Correct.
It has to meet that standard.
Correct. Great. We have a hand up. Please, sir, come forward.
Mr. Callahan.
Yep.
Dick Cowher and Montague. This purpose of water use for agricultural purposes, recreational purposes use a lot of water, so I think maybe something should be mentioned there. For instance, if you have a big operation, a lot of water can be used for recreation. Specifically, if you have a ski area, you use a lot of water for snow making. And most all ski areas now have snow making. So I think it's something should be mentioned in there about recreation.
Is it snow making?
Yeah. So, question?
Just through the chair.
Oh,
that's fine. I could just lean back onto Chairman Hart's conversation. General plan with parameters, we have no ability to secure water.
That's right.
Whether it's for snowmaking or for agriculture or anything else, we can encourage the land use that could potentially attract that. But there's really no mechanism within the general. Securing or having anything to do with actual water. So I think I would not just read it also.
But for saying the city of Montague and the city of Wairika have water rights, we would be involved in securing those water rights, right?
Not through the general plan process.
We would think through the local communities.
The dialogue agreements, water right conversations, state water board, et cetera,
Okay, so I'm going to throw this one out there since we've stricken 3 and 4 and we've done a modification of the new 3 in red. What if, Rachel, if you threw the word, let's hear, I had this in my head a second ago, management practices to encourage agriculturally based economic development, comma, conservation of fish and wildlife habitat, and recreation.
And recreation?
Yes. Comment is well noted. It was just me.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Commissioners?
I guess I would call it covering the golf courses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ski, both water and snow, golf.
Whole area.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Other comments on number 2 from the public? Mr. Phelps, number 3.
Thank you, sir. Next time. For category 3, economic development, we have incentivizing economic development, expanding employment opportunities, boosting local tourism, supporting renewable energy, expanding the natural resource economy, encouraging locally owned businesses.
How can you argue with that?
Comments from the public on number 3? Please.
Darlene Mathis. I think one of the hard things for us right now is insurance. And for businesses, I mean, it's like quadruple. And after a while, you're thinking, well, how much more do I have to sell before I can even, you know, can afford to be in business? And so that's been our hardest thing. And also for anyone that's trying to buy property, And now it's hitting residential. I don't know. And then also, when I used to have the same insurance company for 17 years. And for some reason, McLeod, they said, wasn't zoned like Mount Shasta and Dunsmere. Like we're out in, I don't know what it is. There's some kind of map that we weren't included in. And so we're in a worse situation, they said, you know, for insurance rates, even though there's high winds that go up the I-5 corridor, and I feel like Dunsmere, Mount Shasta, and Weed are more dangerous than in McLeod because we barely have wind. And I feel that we have better forest service practices also. But there's something to do with mapping that put us in a worse situation. So.
Yep. Fire risk.
Mm-hmm. Chair.
Yep.
Does the services district, you're not an incorporated city.
Right.
Does that have anything to do with your insurance?
Dunsmere's not either.
Dunsmere's incorporated.
Dunsmere became a town.
Why do we deal with all of their, why do we have all those use permits in the city of Dunsmere?
We don't.
Within the city.
Oh, they're within their sphere. That's
yes.
Right. They're within the sphere.
Okay.
Never mind.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe we're not in the sphere. I don't
okay,
know.
You're not an incorporated.
Yeah.
I met with my insurance man yesterday. My homeowners is going to go up $60.
Mm-hmm.
It's already over $1,000.
Yep.
You're lucky.
Mine just went up $600 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is they can't do anything. A lot of insurance companies left California. They just packed up and left. So those that are here are going to have to cover their butt. And guess who's going to pay for it? I'm looking at each and every one of you and up here. Here's your choice. If you have your home financed, you have to have insurance. True?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens if you can't get insurance? Not a good thing. Thank you. Yeah.
I just wanted to say I feel her pain. Because
I do too. I'm meeting with my insurance today because I just modified some things on the policy to make the monthly go down. And with the adjustments I made, I would have been better off not making the adjustments because my rate ended up going up $600 a month.
I can give you an example too. I have a piece of property out off of Antelope Creek. And it was burned, but we've done all the fire safe and removed all the dead trees around the structure. There's a cabin there. Our property insurance original quote was $19,000 for that. And so we took the deductible to the max that is allowed. I want to say it was like $10,000. Did just bare bones insurance, and we got it down to $11,000. So I feel your pain. Because it's out of control. Now, the state of California, through CAL FIRE, just redid the fire severity maps. Those are just published. And it's a finer look. I don't want to say at the parcel level, but at a much more detailed level than the original hazard severity maps. Which you might take a look at that. It's on the CAL FIRE website. And those are trying to right size a little bit better the state fire. So like my main house is out in the middle of a meadow, and I've always been considered high fire severity, extreme fire severity, but now I've been downgraded because they do recognize that meadow now, where before they didn't. So maybe there's some relief there for some of these areas.
I just want to, like with commercial buildings, especially McLeod, because the buildings are so big. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, our insurance was at $17,000-$18,000 a year. I mean, I don't want this published, but you know, but it went up to $68,000.
Yeah.
Okay, a year. That's hard on businesses.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so that's the difference, you know, between commercial and residential sometimes. And you're, you know,
I own commercial real estate as well, and dealing with that, and it's
amazing. And so now we've been able to shop around and do what you said. You know, the highest deductible, the most minimal thing we can do. And if that building burns down, there's no way we could ever rebuild it.
That's right.
Because we can't afford that kind of insurance.
Exactly.
So,
And I think the situation is going to get worse before it gets better.
Mr. Dean.
Yeah, through the chair, as a side note, just a general pitch. The hazard severity maps that CAL FIRE just came out with are designated to the local response area. There are new maps. They're under review right now for the public, so you can go to the county website and about 30 days to comment on those. Feel free to do that.
Yep. Other comments on number three? Mr. Phelps, number four.
Sense of community and unique lifestyle. Here in the county, we're prioritizing rural communities and lifestyles, collaborating and consulting with tribal partners as appropriate, fostering local independence and community resilience.
Public comments on number four. Yes, please.
Deborah Van Blarkum from McLeod. Didn't someplace else we already decided to not put in the tribal partners, so shouldn't this be edited to exclude that since we already agreed to that?
This is a lifestyle.
Otherwise, I mean.
Point taken. Staff would. Is this bullet point number two? Is this pertaining to the process of planning that we do consult through consultation that includes tribe, etc. at all?
Correct. We could modify it to say something like consulting with, you know, tribal or agency partners, right?
How about collaborating and consulting with community partners as appropriate? Because we've made had the discussion, if we're going to single out one or identify one, we've got to identify all, and we'll have an exhaustive list.
Yep.
So what would you put in there?
Collaborating? Consulting with community partners as appropriate. Community may not be the right word, but Commissioner Hart?
Stricken.
Pardon?
I want to stricken. It's already part of what we do under secret.
Number two, strike it completely.
Yes.
It's,
because they were required by
sequel.
Law to send it to the state.
That's right. That's true.
It goes to everybody.
Strike two. I'm good with that. Commissioners?
Yes. I mean, everybody's notified.
So you can get rid of the added community and just strike the thing.
And there's an EB 32 consultation.
So back to the comment that the lady made earlier about not being notified, we're constrained there what we can do with the way the law is written, where you have to put out public notices.
And with the lack of a paper in the county, it makes it real difficult.
Well, I will say for this meeting, I did see a lot of social media posts, so thank you for that.
And I know staff made a number of phone calls.
That's great. I'm going to make
a call. Okay. You want us to wait? You want me to recess for a moment, Tony?
Go ahead.
Move ahead? Okay.
He's going to change his appointment.
Other items, comments on four? Yes.
You can't, excuse me. Tony, you can't go in there anymore. It's.
Yeah, I
just
found that out.
Yeah, it's locked up.
Thank you. Angelina Cook McLeod.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I have to make a call.
I just think that local independence on the third bullet point is a little unrealistic. Maybe put regional self-reliance, which is similar to community resiliency. I just think local independence is not really realistic.
You say strike that?
I'd say replace local independence with regional self-reliance.
So let me
regional meaning outside of the county?
Meaning like none of our communities are going to exist isolated. We need interconnectivity. We are interdependent on movement and trade of goods and services. So I think community resilience means locally self-reliant. It's kind of a synonym. So I don't know, I just feel like local independence.
How about striking local independence and leave it fostering community reliance?
Community resilience. Yeah, that something like that.
So let me throw this out there, and please stay at the podium. I'm curious on your thoughts. Discussion that we had earlier on another portion of this. Someone, and I completely understand, respect, and agree with this, that Dunsmuir has its own character, as does McLeod, Mount Shasta, Etna, Montague, Happy Camp. We all have unique lifestyles within our communities. Within the guiding principles, this section, number 4, as I see it, and I could be wrong, is addressing the importance of maintaining those unique dynamics in each of those communities. And if we were to change it to regional or become more general, tell me I'm wrong, but I think we'd have communities not happy with that, because yes, we are all dependent upon one another, no argument there. But Montague and Etna want nothing to do with one another as far as, oh, let's all come together and do this. No. Okay, we're talking oil and water, and it's going to be separated. And I'm using those two because I have great friends in both. But do you see my point here?
Maybe a unique character and community resilience. Like that, I do, and I agree with your point. There's something about our distinct and unique character that sets us apart and that we should build upon. Our unique community character. Yeah, fostering our distinct character. Something about unique in qualities, but just recognizing that local independence is a little misguiding.
What about?
Thank you. I will continue to ruminate on this one. Commissioner Lindler?
I was just trying to come up with something that she was saying. It's like fostering and like unique local character, unique, I don't know, and community resilience.
That's what I was thinking.
Just tell me if you want me to change something.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud at this point.
Our unique character and community resilience.
I think.
Commissioner Hart, Mr. Phelps.
Thank you, sir. Resiliency is defined really as the ability of a community to bounce back from hardship or adversity or disaster. So fostering community resiliency should actually be, I think, under hazard, safety, and wildfire preparedness. Number 1 guiding principle. So I would strike number 3 totally and add in what Ms. Cook was saying as a different bullet point, sir.
The noted, the word, using the word resilient is more related to hazard. Resilient should not be there.
Yes.
I agree.
Okay, understood.
Because we're using it in the form of like economic resiliency, but it's really a landscape.
Well, and lifestyle. Etna has the Trails Inn Music, Montague has the Balloon Fair, Mount Shasta has the Blackberry Festival. We all have our unique activities that represent our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, as a principle, the general plan should do number 4, foster the unique characteristics of our communities.
And then three all together would be stricken?
I would move number three.
Yeah. That three would be gone. This is the new three.
Where do you want that to go?
Does that encompass your thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That covers everything.
Commissioner Hart?
Back when we had our OG, the supervisors and planning commission, I proceeded to make several board supervisors upset with my comment about sense of community. My comment was there is no sense of community in Sioux County amongst there isn't.
Right.
And I'm going to go right back to South County, where the city of Mount Shasta claims sphere of influence from the city of Dunsmuir to the city of Weed.
Damn close.
Okay? So everything that the city does inside the city, they don't coordinate and work and reciprocate with the county. But they demand that whatever the county does, they have the final say. How do we even tackle that there?
So going back to hazard safety and wildfire preparedness, fostering community resiliency, I believe you guys said you wanted it in here, so this is what it looks
yes.
like.
Yes. Mr. Phelps noted that that needed to be moved and we concurred.
Okay. It is. That's what it looks like now, just fostering
yep.
community resiliency.
We're back on four now with Mr. Hart's
yep.
comments.
You know,
yeah.
In all of the process here, and in that meeting, there was a lady from the city of Puerto Rico that came and I thanked her for that. And then I got chastised afterwards. Finally, somebody came and participated. I see citizens from throughout the county that participated. There were the other municipalities here, back to what I'm saying about sense of community. Here the county's reaching out, but there's nobody home on the other end of that telephone line, other than what is sitting in our backyard. I don't know how to just making a comment.
And not to make light of his comments, I want to reiterate, thank you all to those who came
yes,
today.
Absolutely.
Because this is exactly why we had this special meeting today, is to get the thoughts from the community, and I'm so happy we have McLeod represented.
Absolutely.
Because somebody on this commission has been hounding for over a decade about getting representation there to speak for McLeod, so thank you.
Thank you very much, and I agree with Commissioner Hart that maybe something in this sense of community and unique lifestyle about encouraging collaborative decision-making processes. I think oftentimes the collaboration goes one way but not the other. And the other clarifying question I wanted to ask is this once are you going to adopt this vision today, and are there any future opportunities to make minor edits in the future? Resistance.
So my understanding, and Ms. Lane can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, staff has put us under a weight to handle this today so that the timeline that we are on as a county for updating the general plan can maintain its timeliness and not go long. And so we do have to take action today and adopt a choice and a guiding principle document to approve, to guide them on the next steps of the update.
Okay.
Yes, and then it will be elevated to the board, and then they will, you know, approve or, you know, adopt the statement and principles. But realistically, anything can be changed up until the actual adoption of the full general plan, which is going to be 2026, right?
Okay.
So every, you know, up until the Board of Supervisors adopts it, anything, you know.
Okay, thanks for that
yeah.
clarification. Ideally, the wordsmithing occurs today.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. Just when push comes to shove and there is a document
uh-huh.
ready, is it going to come here first, or is it going to go to the Board of Supervisors?
It's
going to
come here first.
So once again, we got to do our homework.
Yep.
Yep.
And they get the big bucks.
Yep.
We just have it. We're going to do whatever we're going to do.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all we're doing is making a recommendation.
Exactly. Please note that.
Okay, so Commissioner Hart, your comment is well taken and understood.
There's nothing we can do to change.
Yeah. Any other comments on number four? Thank you, Mr. Smith. Okay. Number five.
Number five, land use, housing, and infrastructure. Incentivizing development to meet current and future housing needs, providing efficient, competent, and cost-effective government services, encouraging development near cities and employment centers, expanding educational opportunities, investing in local infrastructure.
Well, those all sound very good, but we all know that it's... If you took, for example, if you took a raw piece of land right today and say, okay, I want to subdivide, you're probably at the best looking at 2 years before you build a house, if that's lucky. And 2 years from now, do we know what the housing market's going to be? Do you know what interest rates are going to be?
No.
Do you know, there are so many variables, so why would a person invest in developing a piece of property for housing when you are looking at 2 to 3 years down the road that you don't know what the future is? Therein lies the problem. So lots of luck, but incentivize and do all those things, but I don't want to sound negative.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Mello, then Mr. Phelps.
I went to my insurance company, which I stated before, to rebuild my home, which is a 1,200 square foot home, bath and a half, is $338,000. That's what my premium is based on. At today's cost of materials and labor, that's what they estimate the recost is. So how do you adjust that? You don't.
I think those are nice bullet points. I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, lots of luck on those.
Mr. Phelps.
Yes, to address Commissioner Veal's comments, these bullet points are forward-looking. We want local infrastructure because we want more efficient transportation, you know, less pollution. And that's why a lot of these are in there, right? We want to encourage future development near, you know, where people work. We don't want people driving from one end of the county to the next. The only thing I would point out is I don't think number four belongs in this grouping, expanding educational opportunities. That has nothing to do with land use, housing, or infrastructure. I would suggest moving that to another category because expanding educational opportunities is a good principle, but I don't believe it should be in this portion, sir.
Economic development.
Yes, that would work.
The only community. May I just?
That would work.
May I just?
Yes, sir.
If you take the Pfeiffer vacuum up here, and a lot of those are engineering people, and what they want to do is advance their educational future, and they do need like the college and so forth to come and work here, and then they want to also. So I think that's the reason for those that bullet. I take it out as fine, but I think even the hospitals, I think, would like to be able to say, okay, what's if a nurse wants to run to increase the her educational opportunities?
No, I would agree with that, sir. I'm not saying we take it out of the guiding principles. I'm simply saying we should move it out of this section and move it to another category.
So it's a community up there.
Yeah.
We're there.
I guess... I'm looking at number three and looking for maybe a clear definition by staff or council. Employment center. Would And I'm just going to, I'm not saying it's proposed to happen or it's going to happen. I'm using this as an example. Red Emerson just built a big, beautiful nursery.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
He's hiring, and I know a couple people working there. If that were to a scale where he needed to provide housing for workers due to the schedule, maybe seasonal, my interpretation is that would be considered a quote-unquote employment center, and that the county, within the updated general plan, would have the ability, potentially, to identify, based on zoning, seasonal housing could be built here, here, or here in order to support that employment center. Or Lassen over in Butte Valley, the seasonal housing for the strawberry workers. Go over to Tule Lake for the garlic, the onions, the horseradish. We need to have the ability for that seasonal housing, if more is needed. Rachel.
Farm labor housing is a permitted use in the non-prime and prime agricultural districts.
Okay, so you're saying, and I'm not arguing with you, is a nursery growing trees considered farming by county definition? I know under my definition it is. I want to make sure under county definition.
So farm labor housing is allowed on properties that are zoned Ag 1 and Ag 2 as long as the people employed on them are employed on that property or on properties owned by the same entity.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions by public or commission on number 5? Yes, please.
Jessica Matthews, I'm out of Fleet. And I know that we moved number 4 to economic development. I just wanted to point out the difference between educational opportunities and workforce development opportunities. If we were talking about within careers or within business infrastructure, workforce development would be more appropriate, while educational opportunities would be all encompassing, so maybe including both of them. Within economic development. Thank you.
Don't go away. Don't run. You've opened up a good door. What would your suggestion be?
Yeah.
With what we have before us.
Can I see where it's mentioned in economic development?
Yeah.
So expanding employment and educational opportunities, including workforce development.
Okay, so add including workforce development.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, please. Because that would address, you know, skilling up current professionals within industries that are within the county, and broadening professional development, whereas educational opportunities, we can increase broad scale, including those that aren't currently within certain industries or working with certain organizations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You now claim the fame if this ends up moving forward. That's yours. You own it. You have ownership in this.
Oh, man.
We got this county not being able to find people who want to work that have skills.
That are qualified. Yeah. And then we send them like my son's going to go to Feather River and get trained. What are the chances he decides to come home or gets picked up by somebody else? We don't. I lose
it. That's
it. Yeah. Point well taken. Thank you. Okay. Any other yes.
Darlene Mathis, under the housing. know you say efficient government services, but I really think that if the future zoning, it needs to be tweaked to support a lot of this. And like, for instance, there's vacation rentals. You're allowed to have vacation rentals all over the neighborhoods, but you can't have a vacation rental on a commercial zone. So to me, it's like, that did not make sense. You know, taking a housing stock for the vacation rental versus building a vacation rental at, you know, by a hotel or something like that, you know, downtown more. But the main, and then also with educational opportunities, I know people will move to your neighborhood if they have good schools. So somehow to get education, you know, good schools or something like that, I don't know if that will make a difference, but it does make a difference when people, when you want people to move to your neighborhood. But under the government services, it would be nice to have the flexible zoning so that you can put housing downtown closer to the employment centers and just cheaper to build housing in an existing building sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Two thoughts, and I'm glad you brought this up. On number five, since it is specific to land use, housing, and infrastructure, this question is to staff. Was number four put in there for the exact reason that was just brought up, that successful quality schools in an area encourage housing, and it is considered infrastructure, and we may be the language, the words here do not reflect that. Do you understand
yes.
my question?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the way this was worded forced us or yeah. directed us to move it to economic development, which I'm glad we did because of the previous comment.
Yes.
But we probably do need to have a bullet point here that the general plan update will encourage successful schools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whether it be a public school, charter school, private school, etc., we need the opportunity to have successful schools in areas which are considered infrastructure
mm-hmm.
in order to support proper land use and housing.
Yeah.
Commissioner Beal.
Are we going to be able to make a motion, develop a motion to pass on to the Board of Supervisors?
Yes.
All this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The language will
yep.
be. You bet.
Good. Already prepared to do it.
Good. Let's go.
So, so how do we. I'm looking for the language.
Yeah.
Haste makes waste. Take the time it takes to do it right so you don't have
You're
to
right.
do it a second time. My grandpa's chewing in the back of my head right now.
Clarence?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'll, why do you think early and you're on time and you're late? Number four, suggested language so we're clear on the intent. I hear brain cells churning here.
Yeah, don't have anything good. The only thing I said was supporting growth of high quality school systems or... Right, because we don't necessarily,
Hold on. successful, the word I'm looking for. Awful.
trying to find something.
We've got a lot of brain. Public, if you have a suggestion for words on this to identify the importance of successful schools as an intricate
it's
part of
the... It's almost like part of that local infrastructure, kind of, you know.
No.
It's like, I mean, it's not sewer and water, but it's
can you come
part
to
of
the
oh,
community.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Investing in well, we're not investing in schools. We're encouraging
right.
or right. we're supporting. Foster. Supporting.
Providing an avenue for.
Right.
How do we do that?
Well,
in
know,
our zoning.
Zoning. You know, we're not building school, you know, right, that's Department of Ed and grants and charter schools and things like that. We're not, but we allow for the zoning.
So like the zoning allowed
the
for
zoning.
Down in Mount Shasta.
Yes.
We just did the charter school, the
yeah.
zoning
yeah, the zoning
allowed
matched,
for that.
Right, yes. we did the sequence.
That's
right. Right. But as a principal, I understand the concern.
Well, the concern is all of a sudden now we're picking and choosing between public and private.
No. I'm not saying go in that detail. It's supporting...
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'll just throw this out. Something like emphasize development of school systems through land use planning. Emphasize development of school systems something. Through something.
Plan development.
Through plan development.
You've already got the school development. Put her out in the community.
Do you want me to put that
we're not
zoning will. It'll end up impacting the revenue in those within those systems
right.
that come in. And that's on us for the zoning because it's
right.
outside
that's
of
that's
the
that's
something other
us,
than
I love that.
Yes.
Encourage.
Or you encourage whatever.
That's nice.
Does that do change?
Yes.
That's all of a sudden somebody's going to go look. Well, maybe we need to have development here to have more revenue. We've got building fees for footprints. All of a sudden, now we're going to emphasize development over rural nature.
Well, when the state takes our water and we have
that's
no
exactly.
water,
I know. That's,
then school
that's,
revenue will increase.
That's right.
You
darned
won't have students, but...
Darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Yes. No, it is a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
So I'm going to copy the bullet point related to schools from the Karuk comments if you guys wanted to perhaps incorporate any of these.
I kind of like that last bullet point of theirs where it says continue to invest, although the word invest
yeah.
I don't think is appropriate because the county's not investing.
Support.
But continue to support local schools and health facilities, period. Get rid of the flowery language at the end. Keep it succinct and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to support local schools and health facilities.
Yeah.
And that includes hospitals, clinics, homes, for the elderly, homes, for those with assisted living, etc.
Yeah, because like when you get a permit, you're always paying school fees. So
much of the mic.
Yep.
if you
no, come on up.
No, I was saying
your name
that,
again?
Darlene Mathis. I was saying when you pay for your permits and all that, you pay school fees. So as developers and all that, I don't know where, you know, the money goes to the schools. I don't know if the planning department has anything to do with that money, but it just, we are supporting them somehow.
Yeah.
So.
School,
okay.
Cemetery,
hospital.
Yeah. It's all on there. Okay, so if the commissioners do not have a problem, I would say we strike 5, we strike 6, and that number 7 becomes number 5. Actually, technically, it'll be number 4 because 4 got moved, and 6 will become 5. Are we good with that?
Yes.
6 will become. Oh, got it. Okay.
5 will become 4. 6
yep,
will become
yep.
5 because 4 got moved and edited and expanded for workforce.
Okay.
You good with number five?
Yep.
Good. Any other comments on number five, attachment one? All right, there is no number six. So at this time, before I close the public comment time, is there a recommendation by members here today from the public of which option, which choice? Choice one or two from attachment one, or choice one or two from attachment two? Do you have a preference on? Please. This is an unofficial polling of those in attendance.
Deborah Van Blarkum McLeod. Is it possible, because we've got all the changes, can we pull each one and look at them before we decide?
Oh, that'd be fine. So, Mr. Phelps, if you'd just go through with the changes that were made, and a reminder to the public and also to the commission, our task is to choose one choice, either choice one or two or one or two. We're choosing one of those out of those four.
Correct.
And then I believe I'm safe to say the working principles that we just went through will be the working principles that go with whichever one we choose. So, Mr. Phelps, if you would kindly give us a overview of the work we just endured.
Thank you, Ms. Chairman Powell. Choice one is the paragraph version, the original paragraph version. There were no edits to this. Most of the edits were on. Most of the edits were done to the bullet point format. This is the one without the Creek Tribe comments. As you see, all the comments, that all the changes were made in red today. Would you like me to read those, sir?
No.
No, I think we can see that.
Choice two, it seems like we are missing the historic cultural inclusions. Chairman.
Yes, that we added in attachment to choice two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it might make sense to bring that to this one, sir. From the version that has the Creek Tribe comments onto this version, and then the commission can strike out the ones they don't want from that version. That might be easier to see all in one spot.
It's so much. It's the font super.
Yeah, that'd make it tiny. Let's just take, if we could, and copy and historical culture from here, and then go to one, two. On bullet point four.
All right, so you want to see this one, but you wanted the historical culture.
And upholding the county's rural heritage, conserving agricultural land, and historical culture.
Oh, okay, you just wanted to add historical culture.
Because we had that conversation to add that into this, and historical culture. And then get rid of the and before conserving. It'd be a comma. Good. There we go.
It's an Oxford comma.
You don't need an and.
Can we do anything with the comma?
Just put a comma there.
Just do a strike through on and.
And then the commas are at the end.
But we need to have and conserving. I mean, it would have to have conserving, because you're conserving agricultural land and conserving historical culture. So do you want conserving twice, or do you want a comma?
I would just put a comma through.
There you go. Now, don't put it a second time. Unnecessary. I don't care what word says. Override it. This is a bullet point. It does not have to be grammatic.
That's not a word. That's
it's
a racial
not a complete
evidence.
Sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is attachment one, choice two. Attachment two, choice one.
Attachment one, choice two, or which one do you want me to
attachment
choose?
Attachment two, choice one.
We're on to 2-1 now.
Okay.
That's the verbatim, the verbal.
Okay. That's the one you want, right?
Nope. This is 2-2.
Choice one.
You want one?
Yeah. One. We have 2-1.
Slide one.
We're showing everybody the work we did on each of them to see.
Okay.
There we go. Basically remain the same with the addition of historic character. Okay, and 2-2, Mr. Phelps, hands up.
Yes, sir. I would note that the Board of Supervisors had indicated their preference for a bullet point format.
Yep. So. Noted. And I have written on my paper, circled and very boldly, the word concise.
Yes.
Okay, any comments of preference from the public before I close the public hearing? Please.
Deborah Van Larkin from McLeod. We are in favor of, or I'm in favor of this one. Attachment two, choice two.
Vote for 2-2. Any other comments from the public?
Angelina Cook. I also like attachment two, choice two. I would just recommend changing historical character with historic character. I'm sorry, culture with character.
Oh, substitute
culture with character.
So working landscapes and historical character. Not the historical culture.
I feel like that might conflict with the tribe. I feel like the tribes might not endorse that. So.
I would think they would support it because it's recognizing
culture
of historic significance, which would include them, yes? Am I wrong?
No.
I feel like historic, when I feel like there's a colonial vibe to historic culture. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about it's just one of those terms. I feel like character can kind of refer to the historic charm and character of our communities without necessarily meddling into the culture, because the indigenous culture is so much more historic than what our communities today consider historic. So I feel like that would be a less charged word to use.
And even I do archaeology for work, and we always refer to it as historic versus prehistoric when we're talking about tribal versus non-tribal. So there is that distinction to her point.
Let me throw this out there and slap me and tell me I'm wrong or say I'm right. What about historic cultures?
Rather than
singular,
better.
Turn it into plural. Yeah. So, and historic cultures.
Yeah, that, like that, that.
Not historical, but historic. Yes.
Yes.
Because the tribes have their historic culture. Ag has its historic culture. Timber, mining. They're all historic cultures that are represented in Siskiyou County.
That would be better.
Okay, thank you. Other public comments?
Darlene Mathis from McLeod. I do like this one and the one before too, the one that we all worked on. Bullet 3, increasing housing stock. I think that sentence needs to be a little bit more to it or something. Like increasing housing stock by emphasizing or working with existing resources also, and I don't know, just somehow it's like, how are we going to increase the housing stock? So.
Mr. Phelps?
I would echo the comment just made. I would strike, I know much a lot of work was done with number 4. I would keep Commissioner Lindler's comments. Emphasizing private property rights while encouraging sound stewardship of renewable resources and working landscapes, period. And then I would add that historic culture stuff to number 3 by changing that to increasing housing stock and preserving the unique characteristics of our local communities. Because really that's what you're trying to say, right? Each area of the county is unique and different. You want to preserve that. So increasing housing stock and preserving the unique characteristics of our communities says what we're trying to say. And then there's no, what do they mean by culture? So, and I would strike the culture from that. That would be my recommendation, sir.
And preserving or while preserving?
While preserving is good. No, that's concise and better, actually. Because we want to increase the housing stock in the towns, but we don't want the towns to change their characteristics. I think that would be a great sentence.
Okay. Any other comments from the public?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, sir. All right, then I am going to raise and let fall. The public hearing is now closed. Commissioners? We have heard from the public, we have heard from staff, we have ruminated on this for an ample amount of time, in my opinion. What is the feeling of the commission for 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, or 2-2 to accompany the guiding principles?
Could I just re-look at 1-2, please?
The 1-2.
I'm just trying to make sure that the bullet points in 1-2, or you know, all those points are also captured in 2-2.
Rachel, let me ask you a technological question. Can you split this screen and just enlarge the font? We may not be able to see them all lined up, but split screen between 1-2 and 2-2. Is that possible?
Yeah.
If you create a third.
I don't use PowerPoint that much, but what I can do is I can try to do this, if that. Let's see if I can get you guys to see it.
What's really the difference between this?
That's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of wondering that myself.
Because I've got the more or less the 2-2 here.
We can just make one another PowerPoint and just put these two screens as a dependent word.
It's 2-2 more inclusive, would you say?
Yeah, we can send both two options.
Why can't we send them both?
That's what I'm down to say. Let the board choose.
I'd prefer sending one and forcing them to make a decision. I don't want to make an easy
I'd force them to make a decision.
Yeah, but if they have, they might send it back. Two, then they're going to have to do their homework.
They have to send it back.
Let's see, so
with the time we put in on this, we're going to send them one and they're going to like it. we're not getting this part back because staff has informed me they've got to move forward. So they can change whichever one we send them, and it's on them. But we're going to send them one.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm just trying to go.
I'm all in.
Okay.
I'm all in.
Send them one.
I'm going to take most photos
one.
So I
send
can
them
read
the most
it
inclusive
better.
One.
This is my old school.
Let me go back to that box.
Could I bother you to blow up 2-2 again so I can take a photo of it?
Is one of them more inclusive than the other, would you say?
2-2, I think, is a little more inclusive. Maybe not quite as concise.
Correct.
But I think with the time and discussion that we had today, I personally, I think I prefer 2-2.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a recommendation?
It's a better representation of the input and the thoughts and opinions of the commission and the public. Okay.
Yeah, 2-2.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal has proposed a motion. I'll get to you in discussion, Mr. Hart. But Commissioner Veal has moved to support attachment to choice two.
Right.
With the guiding principles that we all went
right
through.
Correct.
So that's do we there wasn't language today.
No.
Can
it be as simple as that? Commissioner Veal moves
that
to
be fine because there's no resolution attached to
okay
the approval.
It can be that's fine. We just want to make sure somehow what's there is in the record. That's what we're approving with the red changes.
So attachment to choice two with modifications. So,
okay.
Attachment to yes choice two with bullet point two being changed to whatever it's red and bullet point three being changed to whatever red.
Jeanine, would you like me to make this a real simple motion for you, what I heard Commissioner Veal say?
You can do whatever because
Commissioner
I listened
Veal
to the
okay
recording anyway.
Commissioner Veal moves to adopt attachment two, choice two, with the amendments to the second bullet point, the addition of a new point three, addition to point four, and addition to point five.
And edits.
And edits, along with the working principles document and the amendments and edits therein.
Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better.
Is there a second?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Veal, seconded by Commissioner Mello. Discussion, Commissioner Hart.
Counselor, are we missing anything legally?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Lindner, good.
I'm fine. No more questions.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Oh,
regarding the guiding principles, sir, were you planning to include which guiding principle version you wanted in that
the
motion?
The version that we worked through, which I believe was the
from
attachment one, working principles with amendments, additions therein.
Thank you.
Okay, and this is simply a voice vote because it is not a zone change. Therefore, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, saying. Let the record show for the supervisor's view that it was unanimous from the Planning Commission. And it so be it. Thank you again, all of you who attended today. We greatly appreciate your input. Thank you. Back to the agenda. Since this is a special meeting, we still have an item of utmost importance. If there is nothing further, we are adjourned.
Thank you.